Well, welcome to the online version of Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. I have a lot of thoughts and I need a lot of prayer. Anyhow, this particular weekend is Valentine's Day weekend. And he celebrated in the church on the 13th because that's Sunday, but the true Valentine's Day, as you know, is on the 14th. Phil always has a lot of information on the website, and I wanted to get your attention to go to the top of the website there where he has the big letters of Bethel United Methodist Church, and you'll click on there and it'll take you to the resource page. And on the resource page, he's got the history of St. Valentine's Day and St. Valentine himself. He was an interesting character. He was a Christian, and he was a priest in the Roman Catholic Church, and they made him a saint. He becomes the patron saint of love. So I said all that to say this. You know, last week we just looked a little bit about love and what love is and what it means. So this week, what I thought I would do is just do a little reflection on love. In Psalm 23, verse 6, it says this, "Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." Wow. And then over in 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 34, it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, and all your soul." And what does it mean? Jesus said, and went on a little further with that scripture, and said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Augustine, he said this, "What does love look like? It has the hands to help others. It has feet to hasten to the poor and needy. It has eyes to see misery and want. It has the ears to hear the sighs and the sorrows of men and women." That is what love looks like. Martin Luther King Jr. This is an interesting quote. "Darkness cannot drive out darkness," he said. "Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." And then in Colossians 3:14, it says, "And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity." We look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as the love chapter, and it's really interesting. Read that for yourself, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, but especially verses 1 through 7. And then Ephesians 4:2, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." Wow. You know, we did a study in the book of Proverbs, and in Proverbs 3, verses 3 and 4, it says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and people." Now, Corrie ten Boom, you know, she was in the Holocaust. She is a survivor of the Holocaust. And she said, "There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still." Wow. Numbers 14:18. "The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion." And then over at Little John, 1 John 4:19. I always loved this one. "We love because he first loved us." Who is he? God. C.S. Lewis, a famous Christian writer. You know, he was an atheist before he accepted Christ into his life, and what a ministry he has. He said this, "Though our failings come and go, God's love for us does not." Deuteronomy 6:5, again the same little scripture earlier. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Romans 12:10, "Be devoted to one another in love, and honor one another above yourself." Marvin Williams said this, "Jesus loves us, he pursues us, he finds us, he saves us, and promises never to let us go." Wow! Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity." 1 Peter 4:8, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins." And this is a quote based on Psalm 91, verses 1 through 16. But God is our refuge, no matter how many troubles or uncertainties surround us. The path ahead may seem long and scary or overwhelming, but His love envelops us, He hears us, He answers us, and He stays with us now and forevermore. Well, Valentine's Day is a time when we reflect on love and how we can love one another. Love is always available to us, but sometimes the world kind of distorted that word love. And I think sometimes we just need to take a minute and look back and see really what true love is and what it means. Because sometimes we can get involved in things called lust, which is not true love. And let's see, I'm looking through the Bible. Oh, here we go. Here's a healthy definition of love. And it's crucial to understand the central message of the Bible. That's what I was looking for. Thank you for bearing with me. And according to the Bible, love is not confined to sexuality, nor is it primarily a feeling. The Bible teaches that love is a commitment. And as a commitment, love is not dependent on good feelings, but rather on a consistent and courageous decision to extend oneself for the well-being of others. The commitment that produces good feelings, not only the way around, but Jesus gave us the perfect demonstration of God's unconditional love by laying down His life for our benefit. Wow. John 15:13. And here it is how to measure it. The greatest love is shown when people lay down their lives for friends. And certainly that's what Jesus did for us. Proverbs 10:12 says, hatred stirs up quarrels, but love covers all offenses. And in the Song of Psalms, it says, please place me like a seal over your heart, for love is as strong as death. The Song of Songs is a book about sensuous love, the husbands and wives for each other. You didn't know that there was a love story part of the Bible, but there is. Read the Song of Songs sometimes. You'll really be blessed. And then Matthew 5:43-44 says, you have heard that the law of Moses says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And how long does God's love and mercy last? It lasts forever. God created us to experience the joy of intimacy with one another. And He shows us how to love and how to love one another. And we need to pay more attention to how God asks us to love one another. You know, John Rowley, my evangelist friend, you heard me say this before, said, you know, God said that we got to love one another. And we are commanded to do that. But we don't have to go to lunch with them or go to dinner with them. But we got to love one another. It's a wonderful thing, this thing called love, isn't it? And it's the kind of love that God expects us. He first loved us, as that little scripture says. And God pursues us with His love. God's love never fails. God strengthens us when we are afraid. God brings good out of bad circumstances. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from God's love. God is doing far more for us than we could ever imagine. God never leaves us or fails us. Give your worries to God, and He will care about you. And God longs to have a fellowship with us. I think that's probably the most wonderful thing about the Christian life. It's not a religion. It's a relationship with the Almighty God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Well, we have prayers. If you look on the website there in the bulletin tab, and you'll see all the prayer requests and different things that we've been following. And we just want to continue to pray for our leaders. You know, the Bible commands us to pray for those who are in authority over us. And We have some challenges in our country and in our city and in our county and everywhere around. We have challenges, and we hope that we elect the right kind of people to help us and do things that we're not wanting to do or could do. But when we place those people in authority over us, we're to pray for them. So we certainly do pray for them. But more importantly, in John chapter 17, I keep saying this, but I think you ought to check it out. Jesus prayed for us. And then over the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus taught the disciples how to pray. But John 17, to me, is really the Lord's Prayer because he prayed for us. Well, we close this little segment by reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. That's interesting, because God is not evil. He says, deliver us from the evil one. We know who that is, old Satan. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for just letting me ramble a little bit today about God's love and the different scriptures. And I hope and pray you got something out of it. Have a good, wonderful evening. In Jesus' name, amen.